forgot about that.
And a lot of the old style mandos in the old homes, they are built before they're set around the chimney. They're built out of wood, and they have this beautiful ornamental designs on them with maybe a mirror in the middle. Or maybe some of them will have a big round post at the end of them that makes them look very ornamental.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen any like
that. You haven't seen
them? I don't think
so. You haven't lived.
No, now where fireplaces are in Florida, missed out on that. How about the a big round piece of wood with bark on it, and you burn it in the fireplace?
That's known to me as a log.
Okay.
It could be a pine log from a pine tree, or it could be an oak log, or it could be hickory, or it could be most any type of wood.
Uh-huh. All right. How about the little, how about the kind of wood you'd use to start the fire?
Well, most of the country people have what they call a lighted. And lighted is taken from a pine stump.
What's the name of it?
Lighted. Lighter wood. In other words, it's very rich with turpentine. And turpentine is highly explosive, you know. So you put your match to your little piece of lighted splinter, and it takes right off.
Gee, I imagine it would. I didn't.
And you can, most of the country people had a little box at the side of their mantel in the fireplace that they kept nothing but little lighter splinters in. That was to start the fire with.
Yeah. Okay, how about the stuff that collects in the chimney?
Now that was the soot. And that was what caused the trouble a lot of times out in the country. They had these open fireplaces, and there's a little bird that goes around called a chimney sweep. And there's not many people knows what a chimney sweep is. That little bird gets in those chimneys and knocks that soot down the into the fireplace, and a lot of times it gets all over the hearth. I know my grandmother's chimney in the hearth, she always kept the hearth painted with what she called whitewash. And this whitewash came from a mud that she got down in the branch, down in the woods. I've gone with the little bucket a many times and got the whitewash for her to brighten up the hearth with. Of course, she and Grandpa both, she used snuff and Grandpa used tobacco. And they would sit in that big rocking chairs in front of this fireplace. And of course, every time they spit in the fire, maybe a drop or two would get on the hearth and turn it brown. So,
I bet you felt like shaking your fist.
Granny would get after us kids a lot of times for messing up the house, but they messed up about as much as we did. And Granny would send me down the swamp at the branch, and I'd get this little bucket of white mud, and she'd get out on her knees with a paintbrush and paint the hearth, make it look all pretty and white again. And these little chimney sweeps that I was speaking of, they only stay in the chimney at night when there's no fire. Mm-hmm. They come in and get in the chimney, and that's their home at night. After they leave the chimney in the daytime, they just fly everywhere. But when they hit that soot, it goes right down the chimney and it gets a hearth, and then Granny has to redo the hearth again.
Oh, brother.
You ever heard of that?
Well, I've heard of chimney sweeps, but I thought they were people in London who swept out the chimney.
They are. That is a type of chimney sweep.
Well, I've never heard of a little bird.
Around here we have a little bird that we call a chimney sweep.
Oh, that's cute.